Good afternoon. This is chapter 2 of Benjamin, the Guardian of the House of Books. I can't leave Nelly, he thought once more as he moved along to catch that smell once again. Just a little whiff will be fine, he thought to himself. Just a little way. I'll follow it just a little way to see where it's going. I so badly want to be friends with it, I really do. And without a backwards glance at Nelly, he trotted along with his nose up in the air, sniffing that wonderful smell, that beautiful smell, that alluring smell. Benjamin, where are you going, you silly cat? Will you be long? Will you be back for tea? He heard Nelly calling out after him. I don't know, Nelly. I have to go, you see, he called back to her. I'll bring him home with me, and all of us can enjoy this beautiful thing that I have found. I won't be long, Nelly. Truly, I won't be long. And that was the last he ever saw of Nelly ever again. On he went up hills and down dales, along roads and through the forest. The sun rose and fell. Night approached, and still on and that smell continued to take him. He never tired, he never whimpered. He just had to have whatever it was that was taking him away from his beloved Nelly. She won't mind, he said to himself. When I catch it, I'll take it home to Nelly, and she'll tell me what it is, and we'll both have such a lovely time with it. She won't mind, he kept saying to himself, all the while dancing along with the smell in the air, taking him further and further away. This new village added to the smell that he was so pleased to be following. Oh, yes, there are things here in this village that belong to this new friend I am going to find soon. It's all around me. Oh, yes, how very, very exciting, he thought, as he continued to amble along after the smell. Yes, I can feel that this is where he lives. This is where it spends its days. Oh, how wonderful to find such a place as this. And soon he realized he had climbed many white steps, and now inside a building such as he had never seen the like. All around him he could see books, thousands upon thousands of books, all perched neatly in rows upon rows. The shelves were filled with wondrous colors and sizes of books, thick ones, thin ones, some on their sides, many standing tall. It was a wonder to behold. And that is the end of chapter 2, and you can read chapter 3 tomorrow.